Blog Talk Radio.
Africa, Africa, yeah, Africa, Africa, yeah, Africa.
Good evening. This is Focus on Africa. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3 with the program Focus on Africa. Keep that dial tone in because we got a great show for you tonight. Tonight we're going to be concentrating on the Ivory Coast where there's a lot of unrest going on. And really, there shouldn't be an unrest going on. It's the greed for power and wealth going on right now in the Ivory Coast by the president who was defeated, the former president, Mr. Gbagbo. It says, Ivory Coast, Ouattara wants commandos to snatch Gbagbo. The UN recognized president-elect of Ivory Coast has called for the West African Special Forces operation to remove incumbent leader Laurent Gbagbo. Alassane Ouattara administration says the time for discussion with Mr. Gbagbo who is refusing to step down following November's election is over. The West African regional body, ECOWAS, has threatened to force Mr. Gbagbo out, but is trying mediation efforts first. Mr. Gbagbo still has the public backing of the army and control of the state media. The election was intended to reunify the country, which has been divided since the 2002 conflict. Mr. Ouattara remains behind a blockade at a hotel in the main city, Abidjan, protected by UN peacekeepers and new forces, former rebels who control the north of the country. Separately, on Thursday, the U.S. announced it had frozen the assets of Mr. Gbagbo, his wife, and three aides. ECOWAS has already started drawing up plans for a regional intervention force. But the BBC John James in Abidjan says it is not clear how ready the countries in the region are to contribute troops to an intervention that could potentially face a regular army numbering 18,000 men. However, Mr. Ouattara, who has many supporters in Northern Ivory Coast, said it was just a question of removing Mr. Gbagbo from power and taking control of key buildings like the presidential palace. Legitimate force doesn't mean a force against Ivorians, Mr. Ouattara told reporters on Thursday, AFP News Agency report. It's a force to remove Laurent Gbagbo, and that's been done elsewhere in Africa and in Latin America. There are nonviolent special operations which allow simply to take the unwanted person and take him elsewhere. However, ECOWAS does not have the sophisticated equipment and personnel needed for a special forces operation, our reporter says. The former colonial power France, which has 900 soldiers on the ground, says it will not intervene. There are an estimated 10,000 UN troops in Ivory Coast, and the mission has sent a request to the UN Security Council for an extra 1,000 to 2,000. Meanwhile, on Thursday, the U.S. said it was barring U.S. citizens for financial dealings with Mr. Gbagbo. Adam Subin of the Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control said the U.S. wanted to isolate him and his inner circle from the world's financial system and underscore the desire of the international community that he step down. The UN peacekeeping chief in Ivory Coast, Alan Leroy, has warned that recent ethnic clashes could be the start of conflict in the West. At least 14 people have died in fighting in the last 3 days around the town of Dikoui between groups that support opposing sides in the crisis over the disputed election. Although the unrest is not directly related to the power struggle, Dikoui, some 500 kilometers, 300 miles west of Abidjan, is close to the north-south ceasefire line that splits the country. The region is known as the Wild West and has long been one of the most unstable regions of the Ivory Coast and saw clashes at the height of the Civil War, our reporter says. The inter-ethnic violence shows how instability could spread if the standoff continues and the state starts to lose control of the situation, he says. The tension in the West has already pushed members of both communities to flee into neighboring Liberia, Some 22,000 people have crossed the border so far, the UN says. On Thursday, Liberian government announced plans to build a refugee camp 500 kilometers from the border. Mr. Ouattara was initially proclaimed the winner by the country's election commission, a verdict backed by the UN, which helped organize the poll. But the country's constitutional council, headed by an ally of Mr. Barbour, later ruled that he had won, citing voting irregularities in the north. Now, this is the situation that is going on in the Ivory Coast. And as Mr. Ouattara said, they elect the president of the Ivory Coast, that, you know, this has gone on too long and Mr. Barbour needs to be forced out. And that is just a fact. You know, they're sitting there talking with him, and it makes him think that he has power and he has the right to claim power. And he claims to be doing the will of the people. And you know what bothers me more is that, you know, Mr. Barbour is not the only one to be blamed. You got a lot of, Mr. Barbour is not the only one opposing against the election result, opposing against the United Nations, opposing against the African unity. No, he has backers, people that are backing him. These individuals that are around him and encouraging him to do this selfish act and put up resistance, claiming he's still the president of the Ivory Coast. And to those who are in with arms, I don't know if they are the military or whatever they are that are, you know, physically protecting him with arms and all that, they are the ones that are creating the problem. Because they are giving him the power, you know, and the voice to sit there and claim the presidency. Now, what's going on with the Ivorian people? Haven't they seen what happened in Liberia and Sierra Leone? The kind of genocide that went on? Do you want that in the Ivory Coast? Why should we develop, you know, countries, you know, the continent, why should we develop, you know, our areas and, in the end result to break it down and destroy it? What kind of development is that? Development should be maintained and progress should be made. More development should be carried on, not destruction. Look at the Ivory Coast. The Ivory Coast is a beautiful country. And now you people want to go to war because of greed for power and wealth. All these people that are backing Mr. Barbour have their own selfish intention. That's why they are with him and encouraging him to stand up against the voice of the people. But this is what goes on in the world. It goes on in Africa. You have rulers, not leaders. Mr. Barbour has been, you know, president of the Ivory Coast for about 10 years. Why was he even president for 10 years? You know, those are questions we should be asking ourselves. You know, listening to Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3, and you're listening to the program Focus on Africa. Let's get into something now by Kobe Maxwell from Ghana, the song Abiba. Hey.
Abiba, c'est doux, c'est bon. Back. Huh?
Mr. Quattara is right. It's time to get Mr. Bible out of there. Let's see what Steve got to say about this. Big Steve, LIB recording artist. Big Steve. We couldn't get Steve on. We're talking about Focus on Africa tonight, and we're trying to get a point of view. Let's get in touch with Mr. Thompson. This is a shout out for Mr. Thompson, and we were asked to send this live shout out to Mr. Thompson. It's a Happy New Year shout out from his friend and brother. So, you know, we'd like to do some personal things at times, you know, for our audiences. You know, it's New Year. Come on, it's still January. We'll still do that. It's January. Surprise, you know, to Mr. Thompson. Hey, we're going to surprise Mr. Thompson and everybody. How about you? Let's see what he got to say about what's going on in Africa also. Radio Talk 101.3. Call for Mr. Tom. Well, we couldn't get Mr. Thompson on tonight. But you're listening to Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3 on the program Focus on Africa. We're focusing on Africa tonight, the issues in Africa. Let me give you the story about the Sudan. Omar al-Bashir says South Sudan not ready for split. Sudan President Omar al-Bashir has warned that Southern Sudan will face instability if it votes to secede from the North in a forthcoming referendum. He told Al Jazeera TV the South did not have the ability to create a stable state or provide for its citizens. The comments will infuriate the SPLM, ex-rebels, who have ruled the South since civil war ended in 2005. Final rallies have taken place in the South before voting started on Sunday. Correspondents expect an overwhelming yes vote, which would see the world's newest country come into being. The referendum is part of the 2005 deal that ended the two-decade North-South Civil War. An interview with the Arab news channel Al Jazeera, Mr. Bashir said that he understood why many Southerners wanted independence, but he expressed concern at how the new nation would cope. The South suffers from many problems, he said. It's been at war since 1959. The South does not have the ability to provide for its citizens or create a state or authority. Mr. Bashar says Southerners living in the North would not be allowed dual citizenship, and floated the idea of the two nations joining in an EU-style bloc. He also raised the issue of Abyei, an oil-rich region with disputed borders. He warned that if Southerners seized the region for themselves, it could lead to war. Analysts say Mr. Bashar is under intense pressure from northern politicians who fear that secession of the South may lead to a further splintering of the country. North and South Sudan have suffered decades of infighting in conflicts driven by religious and ethnic divides. Southerners have long complained of mistreatment at the hands of the Hathor government. Even on Friday, former South African President Thabo Mbeki, the African Union's mediator on Sudan, said the vote marks the true emancipation of the people of the South. The work of freedom is just at its beginning. We are confident that the Southern Sudanese people have the strength and spirit to succeed in that endeavor, he told a large crowd in Juba, the South's capital. Southern Sudanese will have a week to cast their vote on the future of the region, one of the least developed areas in the world. The Great Divide across Sudan is visible even from space, as this NASA set shows images. I mean, these people want to divide Sudan. You know, they just can't live in peace. The same people now want two different countries. Does it make sense? You have a North Sudan and South Sudan. I mean, what's going on here in the world? You know? What's going on here in the world? It should be one nation, not divided. But there we go again, greed for power and wealth. That's what's causing the problem. You heard about religious and ethnic war. You know, brothers and sisters fighting each other, one family fighting one another. You know, one domination, all for one person, total power in oneself, a ruler, not a leader. I mean, what kind of world are we living in? You know, what kind of world are we living in? And, you know, people think it's okay. People think it's okay, you know. But it's not okay. You know, it's not okay. You're listening to Bismarck right here on Radio Talk. 101.3. Let's see if we can holler at Bobby G, see what he got to say about this. What Bobby got to say. Well, you know, that's what goes on in the world today. And we just have to try to spread love, peace, and happiness among men, you know, and stop this bickering and all of that, you know, greed for power and wealth. You know, it's about the people. It's not about you. I mean, you don't own it. You know, you don't own it, you know. That's why you have a lot of poverty and illiteracy in Africa, because the people are suppressed. You know, they are denied these privileges. It's not that Africa is poor. Africa is not poor. Africa is very rich. Africa have natural resources. They are rich in diamond, gold, iron ore, copper, silver, all kind of minerals, natural minerals. But you have these rulers in Africa who suppress the people and, you know, take the wealth of the country and put it into their personal accounts. You know, they put it into their personal accounts. And they don't care. You know, their families, as long as their family is okay, they and their family are doing okay. They don't care about the rest. And that's what's been going on, you see. That's the problem. That's the problem in Africa. It's a serious problem. You know, that's why you have slow progress, slow infrastructure development. Money allocated for these projects are diverted into these people's personal accounts. Yeah, I'm telling you. And people suffer. They don't care. No, they don't. They don't. Let's get into something now by African Child called Brainwash Education right here on Radio Talk 101.3.
Brainwash Education. It's one that says.
Brainwash education leads to confusion. Confusion brings separation. Separation leads to destruction. Ah, destruction. Brainwash education leads to confusion. Confusion brings separation. Separation leads to destruction. Ah, destruction. People, you must open up your eyes and see. Society changing the bright in front of you and me. Are not the way they used to be. No, they are not the way they used to be. Please don't believe everything you see. Never believe everything you read. You want education is the tool that they use to separate us and leave us confused. The mind of a man is his best weapon. Don't want you to believe all you need is the gun. Men don't mean education is the key, but never you believe everything you hear us see. Thank you.
That was African Child with the song Brainwash Education. You're listening to Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3, and you're listening to the program Focus on Africa. Isn't a story we want to concentrate on tonight again. It's from Liberia. It's to serve as bodyguards, ex-generals recruited in Nimba County. By Jacqueline Sandolo from Nimba County. Kanta City Mayor has warned the youth to be careful in electing individuals to political positions in this year's presidential and general elections. Mayor Dahl Cooper also warned the youth of the county to be prepared for the consequences of any decision they arrived at the polls, whether good or bad. Speaking to residents of Gaple Town in the Village District, Nimba County, on New Year's Day 2011, Mayor Cooper said the youth constitute a greater portion of the Liberian population. He also observed that at the time of conflict, the youth are used by politicians to risk their precious lives for the politicians' personal aggrandizement. Mr. Cooper, who admitted that he actively participated in Liberia's 14-year armed conflict and rose to the rank of a general in Charles Taylor's insurgent group, National Patriotic Front of Liberia, NFPL, said everyone helped to destroy the country. He added that it is incumbent upon all Liberians to peacefully work together despite their political and other differences to rebuild the country. Interestingly, he told the gathering of mostly youth that many of the people who have expressed a desire for the nation's presidency have evil plans. Without naming those with evil agendas, he said, if they were successful to ascend to national leadership, they will cause chaos, which eventually would lead the country to retrogression. According to the Ghana City Mayor, one of the presidential aspirants has begun recruiting former generals of the war to serve as bodyguards to him, presidential aspirant. The Ghana Law Mayor further told the gathering that the same aspirant has openly said he would use whatever means possible to regain the land that, according to the presidential aspirant, Liberia lost to the republics of Guinea and Ivory Coast. Mayor Cooper further disclosed that these assertions serve as some of the motivating factors for the ex-generals in the Liberian War to be enlisted as bodyguards for the unnamed presidential aspirant in the 2011 elections. With this aspirant's manifesto, if such a person ascended to the presidency, there would possibly be violence and war, and it is the same youth who will be used to accomplish the mission, he declared. A political decision is not a choice that one makes between football teams. It shapes your destiny in whatever direction based on the choice you make, he stressed. As Liberians, our first mistake was, you killed my mom, you killed my pa, I will vote for you. And we know what happened after that, afterwards. If the same mistake is made, remember that you, the young people, are the same ones who will lose arms, legs, and even be killed, he warned. He further cautioned the young people to trace the track records of politicians and others who may be seeking their votes. Before making such a decision, the youth should consider carefully the credibility, hard work, good vision, and other nationally and internationally acceptable records of candidates. The ex-NPFL general said because some past leaders did not have international credibility and could not travel due to their criminal records, they massively crowded and destroyed the resources of Liberia for their selfish gains and left the country and its people in abject poverty and misery. Mr. Cooper also said, youths have to take note of the politicians now clamoring for state power, noting some are only trying luck but are not serious. They do not have the requisite moral character and the necessary credentials for high public office. He then urged everyone above 18 years of age to turn out on January 10 to register in order to decide in October who will be the next leader of the country. He further cautioned that this was not the time to make electoral decisions based on tribal, sectional, regional, and other connections. Only the best interests of our country should be paramount in your decision-making process, he stressed. Put Liberia first in your decision-making process to save the country from another period of anarchy, Mr. Cooper further told the youth in Nima County. Nima County, according to the 2008 national census, was rated second highest to Monserrate County in terms of population. It is a strategic place for the politicians seeking presidency in the 2011 general and presidential election in terms of winning votes. Other presidential aspirants are yet to make their presence felt in the huge county since the electoral process has not formally commenced. Nevertheless, two of the individuals who have so far expressed a desire for the Liberian presidency hailed from Nima County. Nima County Senior Senator Prince Wyatt Johnson, who is also former frontline commander of the then Independent National Patriotic Front of Liberia, NPFL, has declared his intention to seek the Liberian presidency. Johnson's INPFL broke away from Charles Taylor's then armed rebel group, NPFL, which began its armed struggle against the government of President Samuel Kyindo in the Nima border town of Butuo on December 24, 1989. Another son of Nima who has been eyeing the Liberian presidency is T.Q. Harris, a United States-based Liberian politician. Not much is known of Harris as he has been living in the comforts of the U.S. but comes to Liberia merely during a period of presidential elections. This is from Liberia and very interesting. You see what's going on. Look, I keep saying this. If it's not broken, don't fix it. All these men, they are ashamed of themselves because men have always ruled Liberia and never really did anything for Liberia. Never really made any progress. I mean, infrastructure-wise, governance-wise, I mean, never really made any progress. You know, never really had a system of government, you know, where there was accountability and, you know, things were being done, you know. Now here comes a lady, the first female president of Liberia and in Africa. Here comes a female president who is trying her best to do the right things, who is trying to lead, not to rule, as they have done in the past. She's trying to lead. And what happens? These men, instead of giving their help, their contribution, educational-wise, financial-wise, connection-wise, instead of giving their helping hand to this lady and her government, her presidency, to make Liberia, you know, a better country. No, they didn't. Instead, they sat back waiting and hoping for her to fail. But instead, she didn't fail. She made progress, and she's still making progress than any male president of Liberia have made. And I said, big ups to you, Madam President, Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, President of the Republic of Liberia, big ups to you. You know, she's doing a good job. She's doing an excellent job. The world has recognized her. The world has recognized Liberia again, the United Nations, America, and you know, other countries, Europe and the world have recognized Liberia and her presidency and her governance. And because of that, they're interested in Liberia again. So if it's not broken, don't try to fix it. Let her keep doing what she don't, you know. Give her another turn. Give her another turn. Come on. I bet you she'll make more progress than you can imagine. You know. And this is the politics of Liberia, you know. That's the politics of Liberia. That's what goes on in Liberia. And, you know, we can only pray. We can only pray for a better Liberia. You know, and pray that God bless Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf as she wins the presidency again. You know, you got people, you know, running for the presidency that shouldn't even be running for the presidency. That shouldn't be allowed in such a prestigious, I won't say prestigious, but honorable, you know, race for the most, you know, honorable and prestigious job in the country. Come on. Do you think this is a joke? Some of these people are trying to take Liberia backwards. You know, because, I mean, the citizens of the country are not even acknowledging them, you know. These politicians are looking at Liberia like a gold mine. Whoever wins the presidency is rich in financial wealth and power. That's how they look at it. They don't care about the people. They don't have the country at heart. They don't have the people at heart. They live outside the country and enjoy themselves. Even when they are living in the country, they don't even contribute to what's going on in the country. They look at the poverty and illiteracy rate in the country and just turn away, you know, play a don't care attitude towards it. And all of a sudden, when it's time for a presidential election, then they all try to partake in the presidential election, you know, hopeful that, you know, they'll win. Come on, what are you thinking? Like this mayor said from Nima County, Mayor Cooper, I reemphasize what he's saying to the youth of Liberia. Because they are the ones who put their lives on the line when things go down. These politicians don't go out there to fight for Liberia. They don't go out there to fight for the dirty politics. They send the youth out there to fight for the dirty politics. They drug them with chemicals and send them out there to risk their lives and get killed for them, for these politicians. So like Mr. Cooper is saying, don't forget what we went through, because, you know, the Liberians don't want to go through that again. Don't forget, you know, when you go out there to exercise your right to vote, make a wise decision and vote the right person. Don't vote somebody in because of popularity or because of financial wealth or because they can throw a few dollars around to make you think that they care about you. You know, vote for somebody, first of all, because they are a God-fearing person and because they have Liberia at heart and the Liberian people at heart. Somebody who wants to be the voice of the people, not of themselves. Somebody who wants to lead Liberia, not to rule Liberia. That's who you vote for. And for me, I see Elaine Johnson Sirleaf. She's doing exactly the right things. She's bringing progress to the library. All I'm saying is give her another chance. Give her another chance. If it's not broke, don't fix it. Don't even try to fix it. That means it's going fine. Big ups to Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, President of the Republic of Liberia. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3 on Focus on Africa. It's been a pleasure coming to you this evening, this first Friday in 2011, right here on Radio Talk 101.3 with the program Focus on Africa. And we're going to be coming to you same time, same station, every Friday and Saturday. So make sure you tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, to Radio Talk 101.3. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow at 10 o'clock for the interview with LIB recording artist Peter Cole. Yeah, that's going to be on Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck, at 10 o'clock. And at 11 o'clock is the program, Radio Talk 101.3, Top 10 of the Week. So make sure you tune in tomorrow at 10 o'clock, same time, same station, same host, Radio Talk 101.3. It's been a pleasure. Happy New Year again. We love you out there. Love, peace, and happiness. Hey, be careful out there. It's Friday night. We know you're going out there to have some fun, but be careful out there, you know, show some love, you know, to your fellow man out there. Most of all, remember, Jesus loves you. You know, love, peace, happiness, justice for all around the world, and to the Ivorian people and the Sudanese people, we pray for you and wish you all God's blessing. Hey, have a wonderful Friday evening. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, to Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. Let's get out of here with something by Sugar Bond, the song We Are L.I.B.
Tell me,
it's the L.I.B. funk, it's the L.I.B. funk.
101.3. Bismarck will holler at you later. Peace.